School PR professionals spend a few weeks a year participating in professional development and networking, if they're lucky. We use this time to connect through conversation and shared experiences. Conversation is one of the best parts of our jobs, but then we go back to our daily work and the time for connection begins to wear off.
Welcome to School PR Happy Hour. During our time together, our goal is to continue a sense of collaboration and shared conversation throughout the whole year.
We are a community of communicators that lean on each other in hard times and times of celebration and learn from each other regularly.
This podcast gives us the chance to get to know each other better by sharing our passions about furthering education one story at a time.
Whether you are listening on your morning commute or winding down after work, we are so glad you're here and look forward to learning alongside you today. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of School PR Happy Hour. Today, I'm excited to interview Jacqueline Paul from Harupa Unified School District in California. On today's episode, we talk about staff recruitment efforts, and I cannot wait for you to learn from her with me. I would also like to point out that I am recovering from being sick, so I apologize in advance if my voice sounds off during this episode. As a reminder, everybody, take care of yourselves and stay healthy during this season.
Hey friends, Justin here. We're so excited to have Class Intercom back as a sponsor for Season 5 of School PR Happy Hour. We all know the demands are higher than ever to tell your school's story across all platforms and mediums. With Class Intercom, you can spread out some of that work and bring in more voices to tell your story. Clients get unlimited user access for both staff and students on a secure and moderated platform. Imagine effortlessly collecting and sharing captivating stories that showcase the true spirit of your school. But that's not all. Class Intercom also offers archival and analytic features to track your content's performance and make informed decisions. So join us at School PR Happy Hour and raise a virtual glass to Class Intercom. Elevate your school's storytelling game today. Visit classintercom.com to learn more.
I am so excited to have a fun episode for you all today with Jackie Paul of Harupa Unified School District. And we are excited to talk to you all about staff recruitment. We know that this is a big topic for everybody right now, especially as we kick off the new calendar year and we start to plan for our next school year. And we also know what a struggle staffing and hiring has been lately. And so we're excited to talk to a district today who won a Golden Achievement for their hiring efforts. And I'm excited to pass it on over to Jackie. Jackie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and also about your district?
Sure. Good morning, everybody. My name is Jackie Paul, and I am the Director of Communications here in Harupa Unified School District. We are a mid-sized school district of about 18,000 students, and we neighbor Riverside, California, and that's in inland Southern California. So for folks who aren't too familiar with that area, we would be like midpoint between Los Angeles and Palm Springs. I have been in school PR for 18 years. And prior to that, I was a newspaper reporter for 17 years.
Amazing. And have you been in your current school district the whole time you've been in school PR?
No, this is my third school district. I was in Riverside Unified for almost 10 years, and then I moved over to Colton Joint Unified, which is a neighboring district, for 6 years, and then I've been here for about 2.5 years.
Amazing. And I know, like I mentioned, I think a lot of school districts have lately seen a higher issue or concern with hiring and staffing. Especially, I know a lot of people are talking about kind of the bus driver shortage and also just our teachers. And is that something that your district has faced?
Yes. And particularly after the pandemic, we did have a hard time recruiting people. And so our human resources department reached out to me. Let me back up just a little. So when I was hired for this position, very unique, this position was under the umbrella of human resources. And so my radar was heightened to look out for issues related to human resources and how I could be a benefit to them. And that's sort of how our partnership really evolved. But yes, it does still continue to be an issue for us, but we've made a lot of strides using creative solutions to try and fill those positions. And particularly, as you mentioned, bus drivers and other and also part-time positions are difficult to fill.
Yeah, definitely. I know my district has seen a large issue with that as well. We had, just as an example for us, we own our own buses and our bus drivers are our employees. So some other districts might outsource their transportation, but we have all of that kind of in-house. We transport over 10,000 students in my district. And we have obviously seen issues with the bus driver shortage as well. So we had it so difficult that we mid-year, it was actually February, not this school year, but in a past school year, we went from two bus tiers to three bus tiers. So we had to change start and end times of school in the middle of the year because of our bus driver shortage, because we just could not get enough drivers to fill the routes that we had. So we've definitely felt the impact of that too. And I know a lot of other districts have. So I think that it's very interesting that you said that you were initially hired as part of the human resources team. I think that that's really cool, because it's interesting to think that that was kind of their mindset. Are you still under the human resources department?
You know, I am not. I am very lucky. My supervisor at the time, he was the assistant superintendent of human resources, and he moved over to education services. And I'm very lucky he took my team with him. We work really well together. And so I'm now under education services. But I, in my career, I've been under the superintendent, under business services. And it's a unique position because we really serve everybody. So,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's interesting to think it does fit so well under human resources, but it fits so well under all different departments, right? Because to your point, we do help and serve all of the departments within the district. So I think that that's cool that you kind of started there, but then you've been able to work under other departments as well.
Yeah, right.
Very cool. And what would you say has been your most successful recruitment effort that you guys have implemented?
Well, there have been several, but particularly for our Golden Achievement campaign, we decided to look at the issue in a creative way. So I met with the human resources team and we looked at, let's evaluate what are the positions that we need to fill. And we determined how many we needed to fill, when we need to fill. The majority of them were part-time positions. So cafeteria staff, we call them activity supervisors, which would be folks out on the playground, or instructional aides. So they're not necessarily an 8-hour position. So we looked at how likely is it a person who might want that position, how likely is it that they would go on and join and go through the traditional recruitment process. We decided, let's try something different. Let's go to where our talent pool is, and that's the schools, right? We have all these amazing parents with varied backgrounds who might not have 8 hours to give, but they might have 2-3 hours and would probably really enjoy working at their child's school. And so we came up with a campaign. This campaign was less than a week. It was like a really short period because it just happened to be in the fall when we were having all these trunk or treats. So I don't know if other districts have that, but that's just basically like a safe, fun fall or a fall festival. And every school had them. And so we thought, well, let's send teams out there. We had booths with like little games, candy, but at the same time, there's HR professionals there with applications that you can fill out. And that was amazingly successful. When we compared year to year, we had a 100% increase in applicants for jobs that we need to fill.
Wow.
And it was just rethinking, go to where our talent pool is, not asking our talent pool to come to us. And then building on the success of that, our human resources team had some job fairs, which were one-stop shop. You go in, you apply, you interview, you can even fingerprint and possibly get hired right on site. And those were really successful too. And so just sort of rethinking the process, and just because you've always done it one way, perhaps it's time to just sort of change your mindset.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, the concept of just rethinking it, right? There are events that your schools were having anyway, mm-hmm. whether or not you guys were going to be there. So why not be out where your families are? So I think that that's really a unique concept. And I think that it's cool that you guys thought that that might be something that worked. And clearly, based on your results, it did have a significant impact on your hiring pool, which is great. Mm-hmm. And remind me, how many schools do you have in your district?
17 elementary, 4 high school, an adult education school, and we call it the school resource center, but it's like preschool, school readiness center, excuse me. So it's preschool. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So you got it.
Oh, forgot the middle schools and 3 middle schools.
So you have a significant amount of schools to go to. So was that a lot of coordinating on your end in partnership with HR in terms of having enough staff to go to all the schools, or at least to most of the schools?
Yeah. And honestly, we couldn't make it to every single one. So we tried to do, in our district, we have the 3 high schools, and we're pretty small community, but they're sort of geographically organized into cohorts. And so we just made sure that we had representation at every feeder cohort, even if we couldn't get to every site. And I do want to add, the city also had a citywide event, so we made sure we went to that as well.
Oh, okay. Very cool. So like another trick-or-treat or Halloween.
Yeah, it was called the Spooktacular. And it was on a Saturday. It was really fun.
That is fun.
We had so many people come to our booth, and we just made it fun with, like, you know, we decorated it, and we had the, you know, candy to give out. But also, oh, while you're here, would you be interested in applying for a job with the Harupa Unified School District?
Yeah.
And it was really popular.
Very nice. Yeah, I noticed that when we've done a couple of kind of community events in the recent couple of years, because last year we had a referendum, so we were trying to get out, make sure people knew about it. And then this year, you know, we want to make sure that we were out in the community thanking them for helping pass our referendum. But also, we had invited somebody from HR to join us. And I thought it was very interesting that, you know, a couple of people would come up, the kids would see the table, they'd say, hey, that's my school logo, or they'd be excited about seeing it. But we had quite a few people who just kind of out of the blue were like, hey, I actually just got let go from my job because they were restructuring and I used to work at this preschool center, so I might be interested. Or, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm retired and I might have a few hours that I could give. And I think just being out there and in your community, whether it be kind of the community event or at your schools, I think sometimes people don't realize you don't have to have a degree specific to, you know, teaching, let's say, as an example, but we have a lot of other openings and other needs that might not be full-time and might be a little bit more flexible to a parent's schedule, let's say. So I think that that's just kind of a great point of being out there and being visible to remind the community, hey, we're, you know, there's school districts here and we have a lot going on, and we're not only hiring for kind of the main positions that you might think about when you think about a school, but like your activity positions or your lunch hour supervisors or things like that too, that they might not even know are available.
Exactly.
Very nice. And what would you say are some qualities that you all focus on when hiring new staff?
Right. And I did ask, I'm going to cheat because I asked my colleague, you know, because she's the HR director, because I know what I look for my department. But, you know, obviously they have to have the skills needed for the job. That's a basic. But also we want to make sure that they are people who fit into the culture of our district. which would be like have integrity, honesty, a good work ethic. You know, they're going to come to work on time and have a good attitude about doing the job, and be kind. We have a culture of kindness here in JOC. It's important to us to weave that into the fabric of everything we do. So these are qualities that we would look for in someone to join our team.
Awesome. And I think too, you know, I like that you guys have your culture of kindness and taking a look even at your mission and vision. If you're not really sure, if you're a district out there and you think, I'm not sure what qualities we want to focus on, or kind of the philosophy behind hiring, I think starting with your mission or your vision, or if you have a specific culture that you're trying to set within the district, to make sure that that's something that you're focused on during the hiring process too.
Exactly.
Interesting. Hi, friends. This is Olivia Doden, and I'm a communications coordinator at CISO Communications. We are so excited to be a part of the School PR Happy Hour family, and we hope you learn as much from this show as we do. You can find inspiring new ways to share your district story when you partner with CISO Communications on a baseline communications assessment. In just 3 to 4 weeks, we can work to identify the strengths and opportunities in your current work, and then share an approachable, customized plan of action. How do we do it? First, you'll take a pre-assessment survey, and then we have a conversation with you and key leaders in your district. Once complete, our team will create a report that provides you with clear action steps based on 9 strategic communication areas. If you are interested in learning more about our baseline communications assessment and how it can benefit your school district, we'd love to chat with you. CISO Communications is a division of CISO, which stands for Center for Effective School Operations. We also support schools with transportation, HR, finance, and technology. Visit thecso.com to connect with us today, and be sure to follow us on our social channels at CISOComs. Let us help you rethink possible.
And have you had any technology that you've used, or how has technology impacted the way that you kind of reach out to potential candidates?
That's a good question. So going back to our hiring campaign, one thing we did do is analyze where are people going to reach our message. And so we did do a social media campaign, and it was unique in that we created elements specific for every single school site. So all of those schools that we have, they all got a customized campaign to say, come work here, and then a link to our jobs, so that the parent who may only be visiting that particular school site channel is going to know, oh, you know, my son or daughter's school has some openings. So we did do that. That was one way we use technology. We also we started embracing LinkedIn a lot more, and using it to not only promote our positions that are open, but to celebrate our employees. So like our employees of the year, and we have a campaign called Best of the Best, where peers can nominate their colleagues for doing a great job, and we highlight them, and they have a picture with the superintendent, we also were named a top workplace. So that is a contest. It's run through our local news media here. And our employees took a survey to talk about it, where they answer questions basically on the environment, the working environment. And we've won 2 years in a row. So we celebrate that. And the purpose of that is just to emphasize that message that we're a great place to work, you know, and we really are. And we want you to join us so that people know a little bit more about who we are.
Yeah, that's amazing. And congratulations, because that is a big deal and a big testament. I mean, you want employees to want to work in your district, right? I think that is kind of a big thing that came out of the pandemic. I think both, you know, there's a couple things that I feel have impacted the staffing and the concerns with hiring. And I think some people after the pandemic took a look at what their priorities were and what they really wanted to be doing. And I think that if they worked in a place that they didn't feel valued, or they didn't feel that they were making an impact, I think that that had a strong pull on what they wanted to do next in the future. And I think that it's had an impact on a lot of companies out, you know, school districts or other organizations and taking a look at kind of their work culture and what they do for their staff and how they support their staff. And I think that, you know, after the pandemic, a lot of people were focused a little bit more on their mental health, and that's important. And so if there's a workplace that isn't going to support that or support their staff in doing that, I think that that caused, you know, some people to kind of question what they wanted to do next and if they wanted to make a move. So I think that that's very important too.
Right. And I mean, at the end of the day, we're competing. We are competing with other companies for this talent pool. And so we just want to share that we're not just a job, we're a career. But not only that, you have an opportunity to change lives. In whatever role you're here in our district, you can change a life and make a real impact. And I feel like that's something that people really want. They want to know that they're making a difference when they go to work every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I could not agree more. One of the questions that we ask that we'll get to at the end of your interview and every episode is, can you share with us a teacher or an educator who made an impact on your life? And it never ceases to amaze me the impact that our educators, people within the education system, it could be a bus driver, a lunchroom worker, an activity coordinator, the impact that they have on these students. And a lot of times when we hear the responses from the people we're interviewing, it can even be something as simple as, Miss Johnson told me that I was good at writing and it made me want to go into a career where I could be a writer, right? So just having those small touches and impacts are so important. And I just think that that's, yeah, a great point to emphasize too, that they are making an impact for sure. I also love that you guys created kind of your campaigns around the schools and made kind of a custom campaign for each school. Because I know that, to your point, a lot of times people might think, okay, you know, this big school district, but if I'm able to work close to home and I'm able to work in my kid's school, let's say for a couple hours during the lunch hour or whatever position they're looking at, I think that that's a really unique way to kind of advertise and get people interested, because people do fall in love with their school. And that's, you know, what we want them to do, right? So why would they not want to work at a place that they already know that they love and feel welcomed in? And I really like that idea. That's great. I know one other thing too that I'll share that I thought was kind of funny. One of our assistant principals, he would go to, he'd be, you know, just at a store in the area, and if he'll start talking to people because he's very conversational. And if they even remotely were kind of interested in some kind of position at the school, he'd be like, well, why don't you just come by? I'll give you a tour of the school. You can come and check it out. And so I just think too, just having those simple conversations. And when you have, you know, those people who are kind, like you guys emphasize in your district, who feel welcoming, it kind of entices people to want to learn more as well. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
What would you say are some suggestions that you might have for other districts who are struggling with recruitment right now?
Well, and my colleague wrote the kindest thing. She said, work with your communications department, which I thought was really kind. But really, reach out to, we are good people to reach out to because we might have a different perspective. So if the HR team is used to, you know, they have so much to do and they're used to always doing it a similar way, maybe seek out ideas, or it doesn't even have to be in your communications department, but seek out ideas from colleagues or other districts to see they're dealing with the same issue and the same problem. How are they tackling it? So we always do that. I have in our district, we have a county communicators network. And we meet every other month and we talk about issues, and it's always amazing. I always find a solution or an idea that I didn't think of. Even after all these years in PR, you know, you get sort of into a pattern of, okay, when this happens, I do this. And it's nice to hear different ideas. So I think would be open to ideas.
Yeah. I like that idea too, and I've done that in previous districts that I've worked in too. I think being able to get together with like-minded people in your same community is helpful too, because they might even know or understand different ways that work well for the specific people within your community. I think that's, you know, always helpful to just be able to brainstorm and talk with that kind of group of people too. So are there any other tips that you have for people who are hiring right now or struggling to hire right now?
Yeah, I think what we've learned is the be open-minded to go to where your talent is instead of asking your talent to come to you. And again, just be creative, and persistent, because sometimes it does take a little time to find the right person for a position, and that's okay. Because I feel that school districts are the best place to work. You get to make such an impact for the future. And so that's something to be proud of, and to promote that, and again, be flexible and creative.
Yeah. Definitely. And I agree with you. I think that it is such a unique career, whether you are in positions like ours in communication or, you know, any position within the educational field, you have an opportunity to make an impact and support student learning. And I think that there's, you know, not anything quite like that. So being able to kind of highlight that and the benefits that it brings. We've even looked into, I've talked with my HR department a little bit, so we're kind of, I would say, at the beginning stages of brainstorming it, but we've talked about different ways to market to different groups of people as well. So you're, you know, I like your idea of go to where the people are, and then we've also kind of looked into who are we trying to hire and how do we market to those specific types of people? So are we looking at a new teacher and somebody that's coming out of college? Like what are they looking for in a job? So I actually went over to ChatGPT and I looked up, you know, what are new teachers looking for right out of college? I typed that in, and some of the things that they had shared or that ChatGPT shared was things like, you know, opportunities for social gatherings or professional development, a nice work culture that they can be a part of. And then if you look up kind of what is more of a veteran teacher looking for in a job, they had talked about, you know, retirement opportunities and mentorship positions and opportunities for growth. So looking at that, and I'd kind of tried to make different flyers to show my HR department too of, hey, here's different ways that we can kind of think about it too. Because if you're going to a college job fair, you might want a different flyer than if you're going to, you know, a veterans gathering, let's say, and you're trying to look for bus drivers who may just want something that's part-time, but they could still get insurance like our bus drivers do. So that's something that I feel like I've been trying to explore a little bit more, but there are so many different ways that you can kind of go with that, because there are so many different types of people who could fit in all the different types of positions that we're hiring for in education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did want to mention something else that just came to mind. So I don't know about your district, but in our district, for many of the positions, you have to take a test, and that can be daunting for some folks. So we actually partnered with our adult school to offer courses to prepare for all of those tests. So if you know you want to be a bilingual language tutor, for example, you can take a class that prepares you for what's going to be on the test so that you can be successful and get an interview.
Yeah, that's amazing that you're able to partner with your adult education classes, because some of those classes do seem, or the tests do seem, very daunting, and it could prevent people, you know, from taking it. So I know I always get nervous with like big tests. And so that would be something I would feel would be helpful if I was in that kind of position looking for a job too. So I love that you guys do that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. And then I had on here as well. Nope, I think I had all of them. So we got all of the questions that I wanted to ask you. But the last question, as I mentioned, that we ask all of our people that come on the show is, can you please share with us an educator or a teacher who has made an impact in your life?
Yes, absolutely. And I remember her to this day. Her name is Ms. Sembach, and she was my third grade teacher. And as you mentioned, she was the one who told me that I was a writer. And she just said it like that. You are a writer. And I've done that now for 35 years for my career. And she also was very interesting. So I'm older. So this was in the 70s, right? But she emphasized equity and respecting cultures. And she even had us get on a radio show and share what our cultural background was. And I thought that was very forward thinking. And it really, at 8 years old, got me thinking about respecting people from different backgrounds. And I really appreciated that.
Yeah, I love that. And I just love that that's, you know, that was an example I was just thinking of, because we've had people share examples like that. And so I love that that was similar to your experience as well. And really just having one person who can say, hey, you're really good at this, can make such a big difference in a child's life. And I think that that's one of the most rewarding parts about our job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you want to share about your HR hiring journey in Harupa Unified?
No, just that I'm very proud to work for this district. We've come a long way, and all of it is because of the leadership of our wonderful superintendent, Dr. Hansen, who's a superintendent to watch for ENSPRA this year.
Congratulations.
So we're very proud of him, and our awesome school board, because all of these amazing ideas, they can't happen without the support and guidance of good leadership. So we appreciate that.
Amazing. Well, Jackie, thank you so much for joining us today. It was so great to get to learn more about your Golden Achievement project that you did, and how great of an effort you guys made to be able to hire just as many people as you did in a short amount of time. It's very impressive. Right. And we just really appreciate you coming on and sharing your ideas with us.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of School PR Happy Hour. I wanted to again thank Jackie for joining us today and talking about her district staff recruitment efforts. I hope you enjoyed today's conversations. Don't forget, you can still submit for My School PR Story. If you're interested in sharing how you got into school PR with our community, slide into our DMs on Twitter or Instagram and let us know you're interested. And yes, I am still calling it Twitter. I refuse to call it X. Thanks so much for learning alongside me today. Now let's go out there and be a little better at our jobs every day.